Look, there are people here who definitely believe we have past lives. I want them to interrogate Ion to find out what they think they mean by past lives and what Ion means by no past lives. Sandra,
yeah,
go ahead.
I've already said that, you know, I've heard Ion say that we have one life, it is eternal. However, there are many manifestations.
Yeah.
Manifestations of meat sack. And so that's good enough for me. I mean, I believe that I've had past lives, even though we're not using the same terminology that I always use, like reincarnation and stuff like that. And so I've just accepted.
Well, and that is specific from a position of if you decide to lay down your meat sack, if you decide to lay it down, and then you go to the GUP, and then you decide to come back, then all those unrealized creations that you took with the GUP and others are then basically put in the soup. So that could become in your. That's where you're getting the multi-body meat sack. The meat sack isn't important. The meat sack is the least of it.
Well,
it's just the conduit by which you're engaged.
But you use the phrase multi-body. Is the body in that phrase a meat sack?
Yeah.
Well, why are you saying
we are?
Yeah, you're not making sense, Ion. As far as to stay consistent, I have many lives happening right now, right?
Well, no, you just have one, Bob.
Okay, that one has other bodies.
It can.
Like Fringe? Is it like Fringe?
That's a good. Yes, that's a great example. And then if you hook those in the same world, then you can see yourself, and one have blonde hair and one have red hair.
Right.
Yeah, no problem. Now that's an example, but now don't add all of the the rules that Walter always comes up with. Don't add all those rules because that'll just confound you. But if you can just take it straight out as is, then yeah, that's perfect. No problem.
So it's the word past you disagree with. We have many meat sacks.
Yeah, but not past meat sacks.
Right.
What happens to there's no time, and so we could also be on a past life. I mean, a past timeline right now. I could have a body, say, a meat sack in 1600. Is that possible right now?
Certainly. There is no time. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're referring. Hey, Barbara. I think that's Barbara, right?
Yes, it's Barbara.
Yeah. You're referring to 1600 as the past. There is a 1600 life. You call it that, but it's not. The existence when a life of living with Queen Elizabeth is happening right now, but we wouldn't call it past.
Okay.
Right, and just kind of the terminology. I totally understand that concept because Dolores Cannon, I got opened up to that whole idea by all of her books of actually talking to Nostradamus in present time. He's like no difference. He's like, you know, it's all happening at the same time.
What do you think that? Do you know that that Ion doesn't agree with the words that Dolores says?
Right. I think, Dolores isn't saying like reincarnation, like it's a timeline thing. She says like from reading her books, it's all happening right now. It seemed like a past life, seemed like reincarnation, but it's really not. And you can have yourself in multi different dimensions, multi different worlds all at the same time.
Would you agree? You agree with that, Ion?
Of course. And that's great. But it's the aliens that whisper all these sweet nothings that we can.
Yeah, she's got a basic fact, and then she puts these rules over it, overlays these rules about it, which is the error or the false premise or her delight.
Well, we like false premise because people can be, do, or have whatever they want to be, do, or have. But, you know, but if you're basing the whole work on a false premise, then you it's very difficult to get there from now.
You said we could meet our other selves for our other selves to help us out, like say even Fringe, like if you go to a parallel world and meet your other self. How can you do that?
Well, it's very simple. You just think it up from intention. Let's say you got two appointments and you want to be at the same in both appointments, and they're both equally important, and you've given them great attention. Okay, so now it's scheduled. It's worked. Well, you can't really change one. You can't really get out of one. They're both happening simultaneously, and you want to be at both. Well, you just schedule that right up, and then you have that experience. And you can be in both places. They can take pictures of you in both places. You can be dressed the same or different. You can engage it to whatever pleasure you like, to the point that you were then at present at both.
Who's doing the scheduling, since what's being scheduled is two separate meat sacks with two separate souls and two separate identities? Who's doing the scheduling?
we are.
The essence that is you is still all you.
Yeah, the essence that
you. There's 200 of you.
Yeah, the essence is the common thing among all the 200 meat.
And so my soul is unique, my essence is unique from everyone else's essence.
Exactly. That's how.
And does essence cross over into the realm of non-physical, or is it yet to be non? Is it still this side of non-physical?
Still this side. It's that connection. It's the glue that makes it all work.
Oh, essence is not non-physical.
Well, essence is how non-physical is applied.
Okay, but it's the closest in our knowable physical state.
Right this hot second. See, and then after Dr. Dean gets chromosome 14 activated and gets that out, then all this will make perfect sense for you. It'll be all cleaned up on aisle 5. So just
what happens during past life regression?
We have no idea.
Because you really feel like you've had those past lives. Is it
still
present life? There is no time. There's only now. So you can have lots of feelings at the same time. And you can call them liverwurst if you want to. But see.
But those are really aspects of you in the current time.
Yeah. They are in the now. And that experience, tactile or otherwise, becomes a practical application. But you've got to embrace it. But you can come to that without anybody putting you under to remind you what you didn't know that was supposed to be your knowing. And your knowing, you come to that place, then you've given away your power. You've basically given away your power so somebody else can put you under so you can come into the place to the power that you really had all along already anyway.
Yeah, it's the difference between...
It becomes problematic.
Sorry, it's the difference between non-physical perspective and our human perspective here. Our human perspective here, for most of us who believe in reincarnation, says, yes, we've had those previous lives. Yes, they're in our past. They're not in our future.
Uh-huh.
But the non-physical perspective is there is no time. They don't have the earthly time concept. And so, therefore, it is different.
It would be, very much so. But and it's explained, the only way we've found that humans can get it so far, is this process of when all that comes forth and goes to the guff, if you choose to come back, it's a glass of water, but it's not your glass of water, if you equate non-physical as in the guff. You pour it in and you dip it out. Is it a glass of water? Is it non-physical? Yes. But is it the essence only of you? No. It's all. That's how non-physical can communicate with non-physical, because it's just water.
When non-physical attaches to my zygote and then it attaches to another person's zygote, is it the same non-physical, or is there a distinction to be made?
No, it is the same non-physical.
Is it configured any differently, or it's identical non-physical?
Identical. Non-physical is non-physical. The only difference is when you lay your body down and you transition or croak to the guff, every thought that you thunk that you did not manifest is also deposited with your non-physical in the guff. So it's continually expanding. And the validated proof of that is the new ones coming forth can program the remote control, and others can't.
Well, you're an expression of non-physical. Are you... my non-physical, since there's no distinction in anybody's non-physical.
That's how we can communicate, and that's how people say, oh, Ion, you're being witty, you know what we're doing, you know what we are, because you're non-physical, talking to non-physical, exactly. And communication back and forth, that's the activation of this power and what this is about, to get you in the notion that you have a meat sack, and you have a non-physical, and you have a labyrinth of the mind. And we're trying to get them all to become one loaf of bread, and that's done by kneading. And once it becomes kneaded, then leave it alone. Let it rise. Bake it. Enjoy the bread. Repeat. Good.
Okay, Sandra, what did we get? This is very important what we're getting here. I always wanted to get into this level about reincarnation. What do we know now about the concept of past lives?
Well, the exact same thing that I thought is that past lives did occur. We do have past lives. However, the variation is our human minds, how we perceive them versus how the non-physical perceives them. That's all.
Even the human mind, even the human mind can only perceive a past lifetime in the present moment.
Otherwise, how did you discern it as past?
So you only go through the birth, because most people think reincarnation means you come back and experience the birth canal many times. We only experience the birth canal once.
And sometimes by C-section, not even that.
Right. So, okay, so Andre, you only experience it once, and then all these other aspects radiate from that.
Good.
We are all God having experiences.
Yes, you are.
But,
yeah,
but
so that...
Hold on, since there's no concept of non-physical, doesn't have a concept of earthly time, then all of those births would occur at the same time.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And they keep going, so there's no limit to the number of selves you have.
So,
and there's no limit.
We'll get to the bottom of this. We'll get to the bottom of the ion. Could we have 80 births happen at the same time?
Or a million.
Birth canal.
No, you only have one birth canal, but it
one
produces
birth
a million.
Canal experience, but you can have that. You can have a million. There's a million. There's enough non-physical to substantiate a million of you.
Yeah, so that when you're
because
born,
there are millions because there are millions of worlds that you can sojourn to.
Right, Ian. So when you're born, this one time you experience the birth canal and come out of the womb, unless it's a cesarean. There are millions of you born at that point, or no, manifest as a. Bead sacks in many worlds.
Perfect.
Wow, that's a pretty good vision.
there really is more than one time.
Okay, may I ask a question then to clarify this for myself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've done self-hypnosis for looking at other lives that I've had, and I've seen three different ones very definitely. Now, what you're saying is that there's only... All this is happening at once, correct?
Yes.
Even though it may be on this world, but it's in a different dimension, so to speak.
Doesn't have to be, but it certainly can be.
And when
you can have all three, you can have all three of yourselves come over to your house right now and have dinner with you, real time, eating the same thing or different things.
Are you specifically limiting it to three, or it could be any number?
Could be any number, but you picked up three, so we like your words.
Okay. How do you do that, then?
Well, you've got to deal with the degree of separation of how. If you can get rid of how, then you got it. But if you've got to have how, you've got to have how.
Then you can have the who, what, when, where all happening without worrying about the how.
That's exactly right. Because if you can know, then you don't have to. Then if you know, then you've dealt with who, what, when, where, and how. See, I know how I feel about something. So who, what, when, where, and how isn't even involved in the conversation. And once that's not in the conversation, then it can be. To be or not to be, that is the question. Well, we say it to is or not to is. That's the better question. Because the is what you're talking
about. Yeah. Ion, do you agree that our essence, we're all at different levels? Most of us are at different levels. For example, life path numbers. I'm a 9. What is a 9 versus a 1, and what distinguishes the two? I was always under the understanding that it's how many lifetimes you've had and what experiences you've had in those lifetimes that kind of take you up to another level. How does that work?
Not a pecking order. It's not a separation of less than this. Oh, well, you're just a 1. Wait till you get to be a 19,437.5. Boy, then you'll be on. Then you'll have something. See, we won't have these life numbers. Because that means that you screwed it up, so you get to do it again and again and again and again and again. And hopefully somewhere in the iniquitous abyss, you'll figure it out. Well, there's nothing to figure out. It's all about the joy and the bliss that is your experience on this planet as a creator. And all that other stuff whether it's from the aliens that are whispering sweet nothings in the dolphin's ears, or whether it's from a drug that you take that floats you out into the nether regions, or whether you get put under by another human creator and they tell you how you was molested or some gobbledygook stuff. Well, all that is just that. It separates you, the individual human creator, from your individual power. Now, self-hypnosis is kind of interesting because you're still in charge there. So we don't think we have such a huge, vast issue with self-hypnosis. But then you got to be real good at it because you got to bring yourself out of it.
I am. I program.
So even that is a duplicity. Even that is a duplicitous experience. We don't push against it. We don't push against it. If it works, you know, tear it up. No problem. But you can't use it as the standard for all human creators because it's just not that way. And if it doesn't work every single time without fail or exception, then it may not work at all.
So what's the purpose of the life path number then? What purpose does it serve?
There's not one.
That purpose?
There's not one.
There isn't any.
A single purpose?
No.
Not a one.
What about the colors of the... Are there different colors of different folks' essences? Like, do you have a distinguished color?
Well, now you're talking about auras, and you're talking about the soul's adaptation of its residue. So if that's the case, then certainly, but those auras can change.
What color is
yours? They change. We don't have one. Because we don't have a soul.
No, I was referring to, but you still have essence, right?
Well, we are flowing through JW. But you weren't asking about JWs, you were asking about ours. There's a difference.
Okay.
Now, granted, that difference is becoming less and less and less and less and less. You see? Because when you, individually, you come into your Godship, which you already are, but when you come into your Godship, then a lot of these questions will be answered for you. But there's no reason to tangle it up. But it's okay. We'll discuss it anyway, as long any way you want to. It's okay with us. No problem.
It's
no harm,
no foul.
It's a good
example of all this that we're talking about, the Merkabah, something that has a center but legs out in every way that is also simultaneously happening.
We like it this way. If you're going to take the Merkabah, we pronounce it a little different, but it might be Bob's version of Sarah Palin, so that's okay. You take a pyramid.
Merkabah.
You know, a pyramid points up, correct?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then you take, now let's say that's the human condition pointing up toward heaven, if that's what you like to use for the wordy words, that's fine.
Okay.
And then you have, if you separate God up in the ether somewhere, up in the sky, well, it's the point where that God touches man or the meat sack, and if you did it that way, it would be a stop. The point would stop at the point. But when they merge and become together, then the top triangle points toward the earth, comes down, intersects with the one, the meat sack, pointing up. And when that happens and they cross, then you have a completion or a whole ascended being, if you want to use it that way. So we would say it's that merging where the human meat sack comes to the conclusion that they have non-physical completely, and then they are God, and then that's what the Jewish faith uses as the Star of David in that whole kingship process.
Is that where the 12 chakras come into play?
It is exactly where the 12 chakras come in, and you can pinpoint those within the body, but guess what, honey? As you become more and more and more, those chakras you'll find those chakras able to move. When you start activating your chi and your flow of energy of how you're grounded, Tina, this is what we're talking about, honey, with the grounding. When you get yourself in a position where you're actually grounded in your kingship, then all of a sudden your chakras can then adjust and move depending on how you lower your chi or grounding your energy. And the only reason that's very significant and palpable right now is because the energy wavelengths, because of the thinning of the veil, of the power that's flowing, is increasing. That's why those that engage with us have resonance, and they go, wow, I don't know what the crap this is, and all those wordy words, and Bob makes me drink alcohol, and I'm just about to blow my mind out because I can't handle this, but yet I'm so deliciously attracted to this. That's because of the individual increase of the megahertz frequency of the energy flow that is. And as that increases, so shall everything else. That's why the sunflowers don't have to point to the sun anymore. That's why the grass doesn't have to grow the way it used to. That's why the bark from the tree is changing. That's why the beasts of your planet are becoming more and more and more and more and more and more and more heightened with their sense of awareness. That's why everything in your world is starting to come together, because the human creators are now, not someday, sweet by and by, way out yonder somewhere, and not way back yonder before big time began. Well, that was a time when before time, but in your process of eternity, that you are now embracing the ideology that it might be a way cool fun to embrace your power in this meat sack and stay here eternally. You'll continue your eternalness, but you can stay here, right here, in this meat sack body, joyfully creating and enjoying all the bliss that is utopia. It's why the Bible is trying to get you back to the Garden of Eden before there's a separation of that chain of power, that you can be so happy, pleasing, and delighting yourself that it does indeed become utopia. And it really doesn't matter what Arlen Specter does or doesn't do, and it doesn't matter what Cheval thinks about it, and it doesn't have anything to do with anyone else on the planet. And all these wordy words become irrelevant, because in your place of bliss and still having the capacity to be a creator and creating is the ultimate. A lover who loves, the ultimate goal. You understand the force field. You understand what comes in. You understand what goes out. You get it all. All knowledge is available to you. Every dynamic that you would like to engage and play, you don't ask anymore because you know. And if you don't know, it doesn't fit your parallel that you're trying to adapt at this stage and standpoint. And that's when you'll start singing the song. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. And once that starts happening, then the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets. Then there's all this oozy-goozy non-physical that you've got more of than you have cells. It's the space between the nucleus and then the protons and the neutrons surrounding every cell. The distance between those is indeed non-physical. So you actually already got more non-physical than you can use. That's okay. That's okay. That labyrinth of your mind is easing up. It's easing up. And as it eases up, then your meat sack body responds in kind. And if it takes Dr. Dean to get that all straightened out, she's happy to do that because she loves and appreciates every one of you suckhead dogs, and she's going to happily make it so.
The woman who asked about the 12 chakras, what knowledge, what prompted you to ask that question? What knowledge were you drawing from?
Well, I've seen pictures of it on the internet. It's all over. And also I was part of a spiritual group, and the leader had a picture of it that she got from a spiritual conference a long time ago, 10 years ago. And everything that I have studied in the last 4 years did not make any sense until last month. I found Ion, and Ion says that we are coming into our power. And now that he says we're coming into our power, now everything I have learned makes sense where it didn't make sense before. I've heard that we're going into an era where we don't need to eat anything anymore. We're going to get all the nutrients that we need from the air. That didn't make sense until Ion said that. I mean, it's just,
that's true.
Wow.
And if you want to have something to do, sip sewage.
Ew.
Yeah, that's like you.
Sewage. Yucky poo.
So now, all that said, does that get you closer into this notion or further away from the notion?
I love it. Closer, absolutely.
Good. Now that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Now they can MK Ultra you right out of your body. Them space Jews can come stick things in your rectum and pull your toenails off, and they can whisper sweet nothings into everything, and you won't care. It won't make
any
difference.
That's right. It doesn't matter. That's right.
Exactly. And when it quits mattering, then you quit talking about it. And when you quit talking about it, that means that you got more time to please and delight yourself in this marvelous thing called creation on planet Earth. Bring out the brown party liquor. Corn squeezings. There you go. Let it flow. Then you come into place, you get tired of this world, get you in another world. I don't like you here. I'm going somewhere else. Go. Start having some fun. Everybody's sitting around waiting on the Robert E. Lee to get here. sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee, and all you got to do is come into the power that you already got. You got to get somewhere you can get happy, and wherever that place is, get there. And if not, get out of the way, because you're just drawing up, making messes for everybody else to get distracted over. So if you can get you into your power and get happy, then do that. And if not, be easy about it till you can. Because if you can, it'll find you. See, there's no conspiracy. There's no plot. There's nothing trying to undo you. There is no less than. The only time there's less than is when you start listening to everybody telling you what's this is inappropriate, and this is appropriate, and this is about that. Oh, that's the devil. He's going to come and get you. You can't give this. It's sucking our energy up. Well, Lord, suffering cats. You ease off the gas of all that, and it'll work itself out. You don't even have to give it a whit's bit of attention. You know what a whit is, quit and a tittle. You don't even have to give it any attention. It'll clean itself up. You mean, Ion, you're saying that dust in my house will take care of itself. And we say, absolutely. Throw it in the non-physical box. Non-physical, I don't like dust, and I don't like to dust, so I'm done with the dust. And the next thing you know, they come by, and they have their white glove, and they rub it over, and they go, wow, these are great people. There's not even any dust. The dust obeys these powerful creators. Wow. And you can take it on the smallest, smallest thing or the biggest, biggest thing. Makes no difference. You're tired of that white sand? Get you some black sand. Change it. You're tired of not having the right kind of waves? Increase them. Too much waves? Decrease them. It's up to you. And you come into your power, and then you won't be on no CNN telling everybody all about it. You'll be so busy doing it that they'll say, oh, this person, they created so-and-so, and they're this, and they're that, and this. And they go, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know this. I'm so busy getting happy, I really didn't really affect me. Congratulations. I'm glad y'all like that, but I'm good. I'll be at the beach if you need me.
What about the pressure off?
It takes all the pressure off. It takes all the wind out of all this conspiracy business that human creators are trying to engage, so then they can have something to figure out, so then they can read another Reedy book of how somebody else didn't get it. These folks transition, and then that becomes the Word of God. Well, why don't you get some human creators that are still here? Why don't you get some that hadn't had to go off nowhere else? Somebody that's been around a couple of thousand years in this meat sack body. Get some practical magic and get it back to the place where you can eat it. You can sleep with it. You can bathe it. And where it's real for you. And at whatever level and degree that real is, go with that part. You don't have to figure it all out this red hot second, but you got to start somewhere. And if any point of connection that you can use to connect to you, it makes no difference what the wordy words are. You can be or have anything. So that's appropriate. So now you have all these things. Well, I've heard about this, and everybody's talking about that, and it's on the looky box. And, oh, well, now wait. Hold on, Nion. Let me check the Wikipedia, see what it says about it. Well, that's someone's opinion of something that's already been done. It's not even, you can change it. Well, you can, but the point of that whole reference point is that all information is available, all knowing is available, and your feeling place resounding within that notion, if it brings you into your place of power and you feel better than you did, go with it. If you don't, just leave it alone. You don't have to make it a deal breaker for you. You can leave it alone, and it'll clean itself up. It's perfect. It's perfect, perfect. And the easier you do it, the better you do it, the more you do it, the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets, to the point after a little while, all these questions get answered. Now you got a big non-physical box, and it's busy as a hound dog trying to tree a coon. But it won't be your issue. You'll be busy having fun, buying things and dragging them home, eating things, sleeping with things, having great fun. Because it's supposed to be about the fun. You wouldn't choose to come forth, ever how many carnations you tried to get to come through all this experience just to be all confounded and backward and less than and crisscrossed and not getting it, not available, can't do it. You know full damn well what you can't do. We're trying to get you in the notion of doing what you can do. Master those possibilities. Get a see it in place, get an idea, get a concept, get something that you want. Usher it into your world, into your place. And when you usher it into your place, then guess what? It'll be real for you. And you won't have to go have somebody give you and put you under in a past regression hypnotic state of deliverance to get you caught up with where you are already anyway. Because you'll already be there. That's all.
Hey, Ion, so when a baby is born, can a baby see all its other meat sacks?
Yeah. Clearly. And can
Sorry,
see,
Jake's
and see
just the, saying, yeah, go, man, Ion.
Yeah, there you go. We love you, Jake. Honey, we got you that bacon. If she cuts it out, let us know. We'll help you.
Yeah, let me say this again. Listen to this, Tina. When a baby's born, you look at a baby come forth, it can see all the other meat sacks that are duplicates of itself.
And you can take the most disconnected, old, crotchety, dried up, withery human creator that don't give a whit about nothing, and you can lay that baby in their arms and those eyes will just sparkle. Something inside of them goes, wow, the essence of creation. I remember in that connection of that power. I recall. And they can be the most dried up, withery, pruned human creator left that they've already dead, waiting on a disease to claim the body, and they'll light up.
And
that's like your baby, Ion.
Transformation.
Hey, Tina, the baby is the God whistle we were talking about on the show. Like, Ion's a baby emitting the God whistle.
Say that again.
To the old person, to the old man.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's an interesting analogy.
And it specifies it. And we'll answer any question, any way, every way.
Okay, I have a question.
At the end of the,
no, but let's, hey, Tina, I want to focus on this point for my satisfaction. So when the parent's talking to a baby, the baby sees all its many selves. Does the baby, after a while, get confused that the parent is focusing only on one version of the baby?
No, but it's being indoctrinated into you can't see dead people and that'll kill you. And
you can't see your other selves. Yeah, it's not dead people. You can't see your other selves is what the problem.
Well, that's the disconnection. See, that's the disconnection. But not all of them are disconnecting. Some of them are coming in with this attention deficit disorder. They're not gonna have it. You're not gonna put them in a box. They're not gonna have.
Yeah, they're going to stay in touch so they can see their other selves, other meat sacks.
That's exactly correct, and it won't be some woo woo spiritual gift because everybody talks about these gifts like you've got the plague or something. Well, it's as natural as moving your bowels.
Yeah, so when you're looking at an autistic child, it looks disconnected from
that's
you.
That's a human creator who says, I'm not going to have it. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I'm going to stay in my power, and I'm going to do it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you how the power works, and you're going to bow to my will. The little baby don't care what your schedule is. When that baby's hungry, it's going to scream and pitch a fit that you give it a breath.
Okay, fine. So when you look at the autistic child, it looks a little disconnected from you, from the parent's point of view. It's not disconnected. It looks
it's
disconnected
connected.
To you, the viewer, because it can see all the other babies. And if you start schooling with that one version, it says, I'm over here working with the other babies myself.
And say, hey, mama, you better dope me good because I ain't having this. Give me some dope.
And you can dope the autistic child. So you can dope this one, but I got many other selves and meat sacks that I can see that I'm engaging with.
That's right.
Now, that's pretty weird, eh, people? Now, think of this.
I'm in my power, and I don't care who likes it or don't.
And there are 5 million of me here.
And I don't care. And the sooner everybody figures it out, the better it's going to go for all of you.
So I'm going to be seeing my other self within a week.
W are merging, not physical and non-physical is merging. When they're completely fused, is the soul eliminated from the equation?
No.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Its practical application will be.
Yeah, because the soul was created by human creators who thought they started to get disconnected and didn't accept their immortality in the physical. So they created an exit strategy. So they create the soul, and then they create the gulf.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And that was all under the
RIE
principle.
As our meat sack and non-physical comes into singularity, the soul dissipates?
Yeah.
Well, it what do you say dissipates? It's we would say it like this. Now, Carolyn, just be easy because we're just using this as an example. It would be like what they say about your appendix. You don't use it anymore.
I don't have one anymore.
Well, and you're still
you
okay.
It.
Yeah.
It's useless.
If you do and you don't use it, if you do and you don't use it, you're still okay. Either way, you're okay. So it becomes a practical place of explaining it. Now, it's not perfect, but it'll do till we can do better.
Yeah, like we're not going to use the guff unless you choose to make one for yourself.
That's correct. Won't be required, because then guess what? If you don't have to go, why do you even have to be bothered? You won't have all these souls running around, because all the souls will be able to be attached to their bodies, so it won't become an issue.
Right. So, Ion, you wouldn't have an essence going to non-physical either, or going to the guff, so the non-physical is a term for the thing that's here forever.
Yeah.
Not the soul or the essence.
Boy, sports fans, y'all about getting this greased up now.
Okay, so, Ion, summarize again, so we can all hear this clearly. This, as our meat sack and non-physical become into a singularity, the soul becomes less of a referee in our experience?
Yes, because there's nothing, now there's no contrast to gauge.